Yo, yo, what's going on, family? This your man's a light within self, sending everybody peace and love on a universal level. First off, I want to thank you for taking your time out to tune into my podcast, you know, Voice for the Future. Today, y'all, I just want to talk about, you know, change, unity, you know, and problem solving pretty much. I realize that we got a lot going on in the world today with this whole COVID-19 thing, man. I know, you know, a lot of us getting sick. Some of our people are passing away. First of all, I want to give everyone my condolences. I just want to say that, look, man, right now what we're going through, y'all, we don't have to go through this. You know, all we got to do really is just change our minds, the way that we think, the way that we see each other as human beings, right? You know, it's a lot of hatred going on in this world, and I feel like it's unnecessary, man. Look, I realize that we all got a common goal, and that common goal is to survive. That common goal is to live, you know, and strive. But we also have to realize that we have an enemy who wants to prevent us from doing those things. We have an enemy who wants to dictate how we live and how we strive, you know, and how we survive. And our job as a people, you know, is to first off recognize that enemy. You know, you have to recognize the ones who are trying to make life a little bit more difficult than what it has to be. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, if you out here spreading love, you know, and your actions are not impacting nobody negatively, then you should be all right. You should be able to live your life the way that you want to live your life. And I noticed that, you know, this system that we live in, especially for, you know, the descendants of the Africans, that this system is built to keep us in bond. This system is built on keeping us down and not allowing us to elevate to higher places. And to me, that's just jealousy. You know, that right there is not right. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And, you know, me, like I said, I'm not perfect. You know, I have done my wrong in my past. So I'm not here to judge nobody. But what I'm here to do is to open up your eyes and hopefully so you can see what's going on. You know, this government that we live in, that's what I call it, the government system. We know that this system is broke, y'all. We know that this system needs some attention. It needs to be rebuilt. It needs to have better structure. We need to have a better foundation. You know, I feel like we should all live and strive for love, peace, freedom, justice, and equality. You know, that right there should be the main thing that we should be trying to incorporate into our lives, incorporate into the system that we're living in. And I realize that these changes that I want to see are not going to happen overnight. You know, but I feel like it's our responsibility to at least start taking the steps to, start taking the steps to make that change. And I know that we have made some great steps from the time that our ancestors have came over here into this land and have been enslaved. We've made steps to more freedom, you know, more chances to voice our opinions, more chances to give our point of views. But I realize is that somewhere during that time, it's like they're still preventing us from reaching to that next level. So at the end of the day, I feel like it don't matter which color you are, but you have to learn how to respect a person for who they are. As a human being, we're all humans, y'all. It don't matter what color you are. Like I said, flowers have different colors, but it's still a flower. So at the end of the day, one, it's about respect. Two, it should be about love. Motivating people, uplifting people, trying to get people to their next level. We take our differences and we bring them together, you know, and hopefully when we bring our differences together that we can build something better. I know a lot of us out here might not agree with some of the things that I say, but all I'm doing is speaking the truth. You know, a lot of people say, well, everybody got their own truth. There's no such thing as everybody got their own truth. The truth is the truth. Either it is or it's not the truth. It's just as simple as that, y'all. And we realize that, you know, of course, we're in a world where you got evil and also you got good. But see, I'm the one who lives for peace. I'm the one who lives for love, you know, and I got a light that's inside of me and I got to let that light shine. So basically what I'm saying is that I got to bring that evil. I got to bring it into the light and know that this government system, like I said earlier, that we living in is corrupted. We know that certain people get certain privileges more than other people. And I feel like nobody should get certain privileges because of their skin color. You know, if you're going to be the law officer, if you're going to be a police officer, then it's your job to protect the people from discrimination, from racism. You know, that's that right there is supposed to be your oath, to protect the people, not to violate the people's rights. And if you know you're part of an organization who is doing this and you're not speaking up, then you're just as evil as that organization. That is your job, is to speak up. And I realize that, you know, inside this system that we live in, that it's going to make it hard for certain people to strive and live. So some people got to go to their lowest point just to make a dollar. And it's sad, because I know for a fact that if they had another way to make a dollar, they won't be doing some of the things that they're doing. So I'm not going to sit there and judge them. But who I'm going to judge is the ones who are making it harder for people to actually live. You got all these millionaires out here. You got all these billionaires out there. But at the same time, a lot of us are being fed crumbs. Where I'm from, y'all, minimum wage is $7.50. And that's in the South. You see what I'm saying? And I know up North, minimum wage is a little bit higher because the cost of living is higher. So that's one thing we have to look at. You see what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be because, oh, well, we're not generating money in the South enough to give you a higher raise. But yeah, you got millionaires and billionaires in the South. So I'm trying to figure out how y'all get so much money, but everybody else out here eating crumbs, eating little scraps. And it ain't right, man. Like, it really ain't right. So what I need is, I need for people to stand up, voice your opinion. Ain't nothing wrong with protesting. But as we have seen over the years, we protest, y'all. We protest. And the people, they hear it. But at the same time, though, the ones that's in authority and position, they're not doing nothing for it to change. We shouldn't have to come to that point where we got to go burn down your cities. We shouldn't have to come to that point where we got to be destructive and destroy property. You see what I'm saying? Just so you can take us seriously. And that's the problem with the government authorities and the ones that's in position of power. You're not taking the people seriously. And it's time for you to start doing that, because we're in a time right now where God has always been here. God has always been alive watching over us. But God has been waiting to see which one of us was going to continue to do the right thing and who was going to continue to do the evil deeds that they're doing. You see what I'm saying? And this one thing I want to tell you out there. If you're a person who is striving to do good and striving to do the right thing, I want to tell you to keep doing the right thing. Keep striving and doing the right thing. And know that with anything that you do, God is going to be with you. God is going to protect you. But you cannot fold. You can't get angry. You can't want to seek vengeance. Leave that to God. God lives, y'all. I know a lot of us talk about faith. But see, people say one thing, but then they do another thing because they're like, well, it's not getting done quick enough. Trust me, I know. I was one of them people, but God has come into my life and God has allowed me to see that power that God has, that universal force, that universal God. So like I said, if you got love in your heart, keep that love in your heart. Don't let what you see the enemy doing out here, don't let that turn your heart hard, y'all. Keep that same positive attitude and keep that same love that you have. And know that when it comes time to it, God going to open up a door for you to strive. He going to open up a door for you to do better. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I want y'all to focus on. Like I said, I know it's a lot of police brutality going on. I know it's a lot of privileges going on out here. But just know that God sees all. You understand what I'm saying? And God is judging. And all the thing God doing right now is he's gathering the good ones and he's gathering the bad ones. So you continue to do the right thing and keep God in your corner. Don't go to the other side. Don't go on doing them evil deeds that you see those doing. I know in the Bible it says, you know, you do to others as you want others to do to you. But see, God want to see if you're going to choose good or if you're going to choose bad. And I promise you, if you choose to do the right thing, God is going to bless you. I know this. I'm a living, walking testimony when it comes to God's power, y'all. Like I said, I know the Spirit of God. I have seen the Spirit of God jump on different people, y'all. And it's that real living God who has always been here. I don't care what religion you choose to study. By all means, study whatever it is you want to study. As long as your heart and your intentions are in the right place, God will use you and God will bless you. Like I said, man, I'm trying to uplift people. I'm trying to motivate people to continue to do those right things. You know, like I said, don't let this evil that you see in the world break your spirit. Don't let this evil that you see going on change who you are. I know as black people, like I said, I'm a young black man. I know as black people that we have been through the worst on this planet. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, though, each generation, it always come another leader who stands up for the truth. And that's what we need. We need more leaders. We need more outspoken people who is not afraid to stand up to this evil. Because you have to realize we are like angels on this earth. The devil got his demons and God has his angels. So as God's people, like I said, it don't matter if you black or white. Because like I said, God can use any of us. It's all about your heart. It's all about your intentions. It's all about, you know, the way that you think. And God can use you. It's not about black and white. Because like I said, we all human, y'all. We all one. As in the human family one. You feel me? So like I said, you know, this is a war right now. And the war that's going on, y'all, it's against righteousness. It's against love. So we have to put that in our minds. And we have to keep moving forward. Meaning that, of course, we know walls are going to get put up in front of us. But it's on us to tear those walls down. It's on us to gather the people together. You know, keep uplifting them. Keep motivating them. Not looking at as a person as, oh, he just white. Or looking at him saying, oh, he's just black. It's not about that no more, y'all. And that is something that we as a people have to get past. And we cannot get past the color of our skin. We can never move forward to a better place. We can never move forward for peace or for love. You know, me personally, this is just my opinion. I want to see a world where love is the only law. You see what I'm saying? Because I personally believe that love conquers all things, y'all. Love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. You know, I feel like we should all strive to love, man. Like I said, you know, it's not about being gangster. It's not about being bad. It's not about trying to be tough or be hard. You know, I listen to a lot of rap music where I used to. A lot of this music that's coming out, I realize that it's talking about a lot of things that, you know, for a fact, that's not what you want your kids doing. No, I don't want my daughter listening to nobody talking about twerking they butt or how good they is in the bed. That's not something that I want to teach my child. I want to teach my child how to love, how to respect, you know, how to seek knowledge, you know, how to use your knowledge for good and not use your knowledge and your power for bad. I want to make sure my child have integrity. Integrity plays a very, very important role in this world, because without integrity, you know, a lot of things can go wrong, y'all. Like we see right now with the police brutality, there is no integrity. These people are not doing the right thing. Like I said, you in the organization and you know for a fact that your organization has some wickedness in it. And like I say, if you know this, it's your job to speak up on that. And that's what you have to do. You should not be worried about what nobody think about you. The only person that you need to be worried about who think about you is God. Because like I say, man is not going to give you life. Man is not going to save your soul, but God will. So we have to put that fear aside and realize and keep believing or keep knowing that God is in control. God can make anything possible. You know, at the end of the day, this is what I know. This is what I know. This is not what I believe no more. See, I don't transition from believing and having faith to knowing God. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference from believing in God and having faith that God will do something for you. But then it's another level when you know God and you know God will do that for you. When you know God will protect you from the evils of that world. But like I said, you have to be the judge of yourself first. First, you have to clean up yourself. You know, purify your mind, purify your actions. You know, get the negative thoughts out of your head. And that's when God gonna come into your life and God gonna change you for the better. You know, we all have to be broken down and build back up. Like I said, a lot of the things that's going on in this world, y'all, I know that we don't have the control and I know that we don't have the power to change it. But what I do know is that God can put you in a position to change what's going on in this world. So you have to realize is that we are not powerless. You hear me? We are not powerless. God can give us power to where we can play ball on the devil's court. You understand me? Meaning that this right here might be a system set up where the devil is running the game. The devil is calling the shots. But God said, I need somebody who is not afraid. I need somebody who is going to stand up. I need somebody who is going to speak their truth. Speak the truth. I need somebody who's going to use the power that I give them to help me fight this evil that's going on in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, God is self-sufficient. God is independent by God himself. You feel me? So it's like, no, God don't really need us. But to me, I feel like it's a blessing. It should bring you joy when God calls you and say, hey, I need you. I want to use you. You see what I'm saying? To me, that's a blessing. To me, that's a miracle. So that's what I'm doing. I'm using what God gave me. And I'm going to fight this system. I'm going to fight the evil that's in this system. And yes, I say the system. Yes, I talk about the government, because these are the main one who has the power to change things, and they're not changing it. You know, you got all this technology in the world, y'all, to where you can enforce people to watch certain things on TV. You can enforce certain laws, but you're not forcing to love. You're not forcing to, you know, think positive, or forcing to be peaceful. You're not forcing these things. You know, a lot of people have control over media outlets where they can control what they put on TV, what the people see and what the people don't see. And me personally, like I said, this is just my opinion. If you know for a fact that a person is speaking the truth and a person is trying to stand up to get the truth out there so we can be aware of who our enemy is, and I feel like it's your job to make sure that that truth is put out there. Stop putting out the things that's making people angry, like cops killing blacks or certain European descendants, you know, receiving less charges than we know for a fact they should be getting charged with a whole lot more. Stop putting stuff out there like that. Why? Because all you're doing is showing is that this group of people are being treated one way, and another group of people is being treated another way. And that's a good thing to show to people. But one thing I want you to start showing is how people are standing up together trying to fight this system. I want you to start showing, I want you to start putting out there how blacks and whites can live together, how blacks and whites can come together and live peacefully in the same world. You know, I know a lot of people preach separation or death, and I'm not taking shots at nobody, but what I do know is a child is not born racism. A child is born pure. A child is born to know love. And it's just like, you know, we have to start showing our children that we don't have to be racist and that we don't have to live the way that we live in. Sorry about that. Chasing my dog around right now outside. She eating stuff she ain't got no business eating. So I'm trying to prevent her from that. But like I said, I want people to start coming together, man. Like I said, it's just too much going on. It's a lot of unnecessary pain. A lot of unnecessary bloodshed going on out here in the world, y'all. Like I said, this your man's the light within self, sending you peace and love on a universal level. I want to thank you again for tuning into my podcast. And, you know, you're more than welcome to send me an email, a message, or a voice message giving me feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know if what I'm speaking about interests you. And if it is, you know, give me certain topics that you would like for me to speak about, and I will gladly speak about those things. It's time for a change, man. One love to all. I'm out.